Good evening, good morning to you. Good morning, good evening, good morning to you, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to the birthplace. Born intelligent, rising to heal. And this is a program about healing trauma, how we can heal trauma, what tools can we apply in our lives to heal. And it's really quite simple, and I'm going to be sharing some excerpts from a book where I left off on the last program. I was cut off, actually, because I was doing my program for my Chromebook, and for some reason it only gave me 30 minutes. I don't know. Anyway, thank you for tuning in if you do. And I want to start off with my my disclaimer. And that is, I claim to be no healer. I claim to be no therapist. This is a program with just sharing information and exchanging information. So I want you all to know that I'm no expert. And you probably would know that by how I speak. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But I'm no therapist. I am no counselor. I don't heal trauma or anything like that. I'm learning to heal without the credentials and all of that. So that's my disclaimer. And also, a part of the disclaimer, if you are going through any mental health or trauma, or if you have been going through it, please contact your local authorities. They have hotlines that are out there that you can call, where you can get advice. If you are taking medicine for your mental illness, please take your medicine. And that's it. That's my disclaimer. So I wanted to say something about healing. Now, I know I go over this a lot, but I'm a repetitive learner. And it's important to just reiterate this, that we are healers by nature. Meaning, if we tap into our nature from the natural pattern of things by way of the creator of the heavens and the earth, we will find that the body heals itself by the way we eat, by what we eat, our eating habits, our thinking habits, and all of those things. And I touch on a lot of this when I speak to the fact of healing trauma, because that is a part of all of to me, 90% of what we go through. 9 times out of 10 is because of our diet, what we are intaking. Not only what we intake as food, but what we allow into our minds, what we allow into our energy, what we allow into our space. And a lot of the times, you know, space is sacred. I know mine is. My space is sacred. Like, I'm a loner because, which is not, you know, not good at times. That's not a good thing. I'm not bragging on that. I'm trying to learn not to be that way in being more social with people, because we are social creatures. And I wanted to say, in regards to being social, I know it has something to do with blood flow. When you're a part of a community, and even in your family life, it's important to be social, which starts in the family life. It's important to socialize with others. And then when I think of blood flow, I think of that social element. you know, we have to get the blood flowing in us. It's like, you know, the way I go on walks, or when people take walks, that's to get the blood circulating, you know. But what about the socialization arena? You know, that's very important, because the people keeps society going, you know. And if we're not active in that, in networking and, you know, starting cultural events, et cetera, et cetera, then that's like we're stopping the flow. So it is important to get in the flow and in a groove of things in the most healthiest way. Don't, you know, it's not a good idea to be a part of something or a collective, I should say, that's deceitful or that has bad intentions towards others. You know, we don't want to get no blood clots. We want the blood to flow socially. We want the blood to flow in the best way socially. It's a cleansing and it's healthy, and it attributes to our mental growth, you know, and eliminates mental illness or unstable mental health. Now, what I want to do is piggyback from the last program. As I said, I was cut off from the program. So if you tuned in and then you got threw off, I apologize about that. But this is a paragraph, or per se, an excerpt from a book called My Grandmother's Hands: Racialized Trauma and the Pathway to Mending Our Hearts and Bodies. My Grandmother's Hands: Racialized Trauma and the Pathway to Mending Our Hearts and Bodies. And I thought that this highlight that I, by the way, the book is by Resna Minakem, M-E-N-A-K-E-M. And this is a very great book. It's a page turner. So if you want to get it, go on Amazon. By the way, pick that book up called Surviving Oakland: A Reflective Journey into Finding My Truth. Okay, I digress a little bit. So I'm reading from page 138, the second to the last paragraph. The largest part of your soul nerve goes through your gut, which has about 100 million neurons more than your spinal cord. This is why we sense so many things in our belly, and why some biologists sense its flow, coherence, and the rightness or wrongness of things. I thought that was very profound. Because not only the 100 million neurons that we have, it just reminds me of the countless cells. We have white cells, white blood cells, and I think red blood cells. And there's countless cells in the body. And I mean, 100 million neurons, I mean, everything. When I think of neurons, I just think of nerves, the nervous system. I think of lights. I really think of lights because this word is connected to light. So we are incredible. Like, we are very incredible beings, and we should always be in a state of gratitude, because these are things that make up the human anatomy from the creator of the heavens and the earth. I mean, we have spinal cords, we have all of these different organs. We have three brains. This author speaks about the second brain, but the three brains are not, of course, discussed in this book, but I'm learning about the three brains. Just how we have the The reptilian brain, which starts in the back. Going up, we have the mammalian brain, which is in the middle, which stores memory. And then at the top, we have the, in the front of the head, is the neocortex. These are three brains, and the reptilian brain functions like fight or flight. You know, like when it's time to make a decision, you don't have time. You got to make a decision, and you have to be quick with it. Either you're going to buckle or fold to something, or you're going to like flee from it. And the way that it explained too is that the reptilian brain is also dealing with repetition because of our the things that we do that we don't have any control over, as in the way we blink. When we walk, we don't think about these things. We just do it. We know that we are operating our vehicle, which is the body. The body is a vehicle. So we automatically know how to operate those things, right? Or because God put it in us. God just put it in us. It's like, you know, when mothers, when we give birth to our children, we just automatically know that we are the it's like set, we're like, I don't want to say God, but we are not equal to Allah, not equal, but it's like we're, our nature is godly to them because we are what the babies depend on. We are the source for their food. The child looks to us to care for it, you know. So these things we don't have to think about. We just know, you know. And when it comes to motherhood, I'm speaking about women's intuition, you know, things like that. And so the mammalian brain, as I said, it stores memory from childhood. From, you know, unfortunately, it can be trauma, you know. It could be trauma that we stored and it's hard to get rid of if we don't start paying attention and being aware of what went wrong, and being aware that we need to find a way to correct it, you know, to correct it so that we can begin having a healthier mentality. You know, a lot of times we're comfortable in what we're used to. And then I want to say to that, it's fear. We fear the unknown. Some people were taught to not express themselves when they were younger. And this thing is hard. This is not an easy thing to deal with growing up. You know, I speak about it in my book a little bit as far as not knowing how to share my voice or share my thoughts, rather. I didn't use my voice. I didn't know how. And that was because of trauma, past trauma. I never had any closure. I never was taught to navigate in certain things that I went through, you know. So it's very, very important to know that, that we do have three brains, and then people function differently simultaneously. You know, I say in the world we live in now, we're functioning on the reptile, and that's located in the back of the brain. That's the first brain. Then the second brain I just mentioned is the mammalian brain. And then in the frontal lobe, we have the neocortex, which is the conscious mind or the conscious thinking of a person. And this is a very important part, because this is the state that we want to be in. We want to be aware of our surroundings. We want to be able to make great decisions for ourselves. We want to be able to distinguish what's good for us and what will harm us. We want to do that. But since we're operating from that instinctive brain that just react. See, when you thinking with your neocortex frontal lobe, you respond. You're making a decision. You're electing by using your intellect. The word elect is used in the word intellect. You're electing on what's good for you. You can make that decision. Right now, we don't think with our conscious minds. And it's very important to know that there is actually, I don't want to say there's a fourth brain, because there's not a fourth brain. But I do want to say that the subconscious is very important when I speak about the three brains, because we unconsciously allow things into our subconscious that affects our frontal lobe. You know, I mean, think of someone who watches TV all day long, you know, or someone who have negative self-talk. And these are the people that they have around them. Just think about that. That's getting into their subconscious mind. And it's sometimes it's overload. I mean, when I say overload with negative energy, with darkness, you know, and that definitely impacts your thinking brain, which is the neocortex. So I just wanted to share the three brains with you all, because it is very important. It's taken too lightly. It is very important. And since this is about mental health or having a healthy mentality, these brains have to be talked about. It's very important. In fact, the guy, Daniel Amen, psychiatrist, I like him. I like the things that he be speaking about. I follow Common Sense. He does brain scans for high celebrities as well. You know, I don't want to say their names, but he worked with some high celebrities and also, you know, normal people. And he's so funny because this is so true. He mentioned that on one podcast I was watching, he was telling a guy, you know, when he met his wife, he asked her, could I look at your brain? So he wanted to examine her brain. Maybe it was before he decided to marry her, I'm not sure. But when you think about that, how often do we ask someone that we are interested in that could be a possibility for us in our lives and in our future, someone we want to build with, you know? How often do we, you know, say, hey, what do you think about getting our brain scanned? You know, and this is, I mean, not like you would do it yourself unless you're a physician or something like that, but it's a very important thing. You want to know how sick this person is. You want to know how they are taking care of themselves. You know, these are the simple things that we overlook, especially when we get into relationships. You know, he also scanned young people, And he was mentioning how he scanned this one young man. He scanned his brain. And this was a young man who smoked a whole lot of weed, you know, who didn't take care of himself, et cetera, et cetera. So when he went into his brain, he said he had a, when he scanned his brain, he said the guy, the young man had a brain of an 80-year-old man. It was all mushy. And, you know, it's just some of the things I can remember that I'm telling you guys about is very important. He also said what's important, what we want is a blood flow. And when we don't see, I'm not going to say that because I don't want to quote him wrong, but he said, you know, it's important to have healthy blood flow. That's the key, to have blood flow. And just think, if we ate clean, if we, you know, develop good habits for ourselves, we had a healthy lifestyle for ourselves. I mean, this is a part of our healthy mental health, you know, but again, it's overlooked. It's not advocated for in the medical industry, I don't think. Matter of fact, no, I don't think it is. Only if you're blessed to find someone who can give you healthy consultation, you know, like I have a go-to person that I go to that has been in the medical field for over 30 years. She's a healer as well. But she's not a doctor, but she knows about medications and different things and what to do. So, make a long story short, I had sent her, which she's my mentor, I sent her the medications that I'm taking. And I was explaining to her how the doctor wants me to take two medications at one time from the pharmaceutical company that's prescribed. And I just refuse to do that. Until I'm done with the first one, then I'll start taking the second one. Like, I don't want to have multiple side effects. You know, these things is damaging. Like, if something have that many side effects, like sore throat, you can get a sore throat, you can get a rash, you can get dried eye. You can get stomach bolts or stomach pains and things. I mean, what is the purpose of taking a damn medicine? If, you know, to me, it's like feeding the disease. I don't want no one to feed my, you know, whatever I'm going through. You know, medication shouldn't be that. It shouldn't be, you know, something that's not going to cure the disease or help cure it. That's why I'm into healthy supplements. You know, I take both. And the medication that I'm on now is really working for my arthritis. And I just think that I don't want to you know, add on to something. I just don't want nothing to flare up in me. I don't want it. And the doctor don't know everything. I mean, I respect it. So I like to get second opinions and things like that.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Okay, I don't know if you all heard that, but that was the call to prayer. And it kind of interrupted that, but I didn't want to turn my phone off because it would have erased the whole program. But anyway, so yeah, so the getting second opinions, some people, they listen to everything the doctor said. I mean, 100%, you know. So, and that's them, you know. And I do believe that if you have a sickness or an illness that is, you know, extreme, you should take the medicine, you know. But it's just me. I'm not about to be taking 2 and 3 medicines at one time. That's just not going to happen. I never been a pill popper. I never liked taking medicine at all. But now that I'm older, I do have a condition. I have an autoimmune disease where I have to take the medicine the way that it's prescribed for me to take it until it's gone. And then I have to rely on my faith because that's all I have. That's all I have is my faith. So again, thank you for listening to Born Intelligent, Rising to Heal. This is a kind of like a freestyle. I don't have any speaking points today. Unfortunately, my printer is out and I'm not able to highlight the notes on what I wanted to speak about. But I did want to thank you all who tune in to this program and also who has been supporting the Verse Place blog. It's on WordPress.com. Just type in the Verse Place and you can, you know, thank you again for those who have, you know, who like what I read and everything, because I'm seeing, like what I write, excuse me. I'm seeing the stats and I'm very, very grateful. I just got 1,000 views, not likes. The likes will be wonderful. The comments will be even great. And you know what will be greater? If you made a donation, that will be wonderful. It would allow me to still create beautiful content for you. There's some things that I need to do in the back office, but I need the support. So if you like my content, you love what I do, please donate to the blog. Also, you can donate to this podcast. There's a donation area, I believe. I will be posting this. You can go to also my Facebook and or my Instagram. Facebook is simply my name, AminahAdcock. My IG is Mena's Birth. Mena's Birth. MEENA. S. I don't know if it's an H. I'm not sure. I don't think so. So it's MEENASBIRTH. And you can be able to check me out on there. But I really don't do anything on my IG that much. I just post interesting things like food, you know, readings, things like that. But you can be able to get to both links from my blog and my podcast from my IG. So if you just click on the links in my profile and you can be able to tune in. There are going to be some great things coming in 2024. There are great things happening now, but I plan on going full-fledged in what I'm trying to do with this blog, or what I'm going to do with this blog and my podcast. I plan on expanding. I'm going to be setting up a calendar to invite respectable people to speak about the topic. That's my goal once I get all of this together. So, yeah, and if you want to order Survive in Oakland, there is a link in the Verse Place blog, or you can just simply go to Amazon and order off there, but they're going to charge you more, so it's best to get them from me. And if you would like bulk orders come 12 books for $160, you can be able to get that book if you're interested by emailing me at eye_letter_c_us@yahoo.com. In that email, please leave your full name, your address, with zip code, phone number, and I will get it to you. I will let you know the details on the cost. You do have to pay for shipping. If you're interested, please hit me up. And the books are good for after school programs from ages middle school through high school and up, adults as well. So those are good. I plan on, God willing, in the area that I'm in, I hope to go into the schools in these underdeveloped areas and speaking to the children about low self-esteem and getting over trauma on what I did to get over it. Because again, I'm no expert. I just speak about it. And this blog is really helping me with my mental challenges that I've gone through and that I am going through. Even though right now I feel like I'm talking to myself, but it's all good. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. I have faith. I'm confident in that. So again, if you want to be a part of this program, send me an email. Let me know and I will send you an invite. And we can speak about the subject because I do want to know what's going on with the people out there. How is your mental health? How is your heart? That's a big question and a relevant question. How is your heart? The heart is where it is. The heart is where we dwell in our energy. It's the heart. If you don't have a good heart, you don't have good energy. If you don't have a good heart, you don't have good energy. So on that note, I'm going to sign off. Like I said, this was a little freestyle. But if you're interested in coming on my program, please hit me up on my Facebook or IG or email me. I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday because there are a lot of people who celebrate the Christmas holiday, which I don't. But, you know, I'm not obligated to. But I hope that you had a great time with your family. And I want you to all please, please be productive in this world. Do something meaningful for your family. Before you do anything else for someone else or other people, do something nice for your family. Please. Family is important. I know we have a lot of things going on in our immediate families. There's a lot of division, perhaps. A lot of anger, resentment, whatever. But just let it go. Let it go. And your mentality will change when you let it go. Forgive and let go. Because if you hold on to stuff, that's going to affect your mental health. That's going to contribute to an unhealthy mentality. And it's going to affect everyone involved, whether you know it or not. So, I'm signing off for real. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget to support the Verse Place. Peace. Peace and love, peace and light, peace and blessings.